Books on Tape presents Missing Mark by Julie Kramer. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Prelude. The bride wept, not from happiness. She threw her bouquet in the garbage. The bridesmaids looked helpless, the groomsmen looked sheepish, the mother of the groom looked like she'd rather be anywhere else. Finally, the minister made the announcement to the 300 waiting guests. Then the mother of the bride unzipped her daughter's gown and drove her home. Chapter 1. My past sold quickly, despite the down market. Of course, no one actually died under my roof, just a couple of near-miss murders that my real estate agent assured me didn't need to be disclosed to potential buyers. But now I needed to move fast, and she promised me this was the place. "I have a feeling about you in this remodeled bungalow," Jan Meyer said. "The owner is anxious to leave town and just dropped the price 20 grand." Jan enjoyed playing matchmaker between buyer and seller, especially since she knew I'd made a killing on my own real estate deal and had plenty of cash to put down. So she took the key out of the lockbox and prepared to give me the tour. "You might just fall in love with the kitchen," she said. Not love at first smell. The house had a definite odor, and it didn't seem to be coming from the kitchen. While Jan went to open some windows, I followed my nose to a closed door where the smell seemed strongest. Journalists prefer open doors, so I turned the knob and peeked inside, then quickly slammed it shut before any flies could escape. "What is that horrible smell?" Jan asked.